The story in the media that has really disturbed me recently was the one about the assault on an Aboriginal man in a Ballina police station. The story involves a group of police officers who assaulted this man and then falsely claimed he had attacked them. According to the magistrate, the police officers lied in court and then continued to do so even after being shown CCTV footage of the incident that clearly showed what really happened. The police officers even refused to accept they undertook certain actions that were shown to them on the footage. CCTV footage was damaged but still obtained by the prosecutor. The footage was repaired and it did not support an allegation of assault. What it showed was the man being kicked around the head and kneed in the side by a few police officers while he was on the ground. He was then dragged along the ground into a cell where he was left handcuffed for over an hour. He received significant injuries. The magistrate considered the damage to the CCTV footage as suspicious and made it very clear that there was no assault on the police officers and that he could not imagine a clearer example of bad faith on the part of police for initiating proceedings. The assault case against the man was thrown out months ago. A cost order was made in favour of the man and the matter was referred to the Police Integrity Commission. The Police Integrity Commission have launched an investigation and the magistrate has decided not to refer the matter to the Supreme Court for the police officers to face charges, including perjury and attempting to pervert the course of justice. The reason this story disturbs me so much is that it does not involve one police officer. It involves a number of police officers who have lied to cover up their own crimes. Each one of them has ignored the other committing crimes and then consciously made the choice to commit further crimes by lying in court and possibly damaging evidence to protect their own interests. I would like to know why none of the police officers appearing on the CCTV footage came forward. This story disturbs me further because I believe this incident is not a one-off. There seems to be a culture in the New South Wales Police Force of aggression and violence and then covering up offences committed by police. It has been going on for years and has been before the courts many times. I believe it is very prevalent in this area. I have previously spoken about such things as the check drill and the trifecta. The check drill is a move used by police officers to push people away. They are trained to use it at the police academy. It involves an open palm push to the chest with words similar to "get out of my personal space" being used in an apparent attempt to justify the assault they are committing on an individual in front of them. A trifecta is a term used to describe a series of three charges, often used by police against an individual. The most commonly used group of three offences includes offensive language, resist arrest, and assault police. A quinella consisting of two offences can also be used. The trifecta method is often used in an attempt to justify an arrest and then to explain why an individual has received injuries at the hands of police. The Supreme Court has warned many times about the use of the trifecta since many complaints have been made as a result of its use. Another feature of a trifecta is that it always involves only police officers backing each other up as witnesses for the prosecution. There are never any independent witnesses. There is usually also a lack of any CCTV footage. Lismore Police Station also has an unusual feature I call the corridor that deserves a mention here. This is an area that extends from the front foyer area through to the cells area. It is a long corridor where there is apparently no CCTV camera coverage. The front foyer area has a number of cameras and the cells have even more. It is unusual to have such an area without any coverage. With that said, this area has been known to have individuals enter without injury and come out with injury and charges, including resisting arrest. Of course, there are never any independent witnesses. I'm still going on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to share some views.